Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, March 27th. Christians around the world should pause on Friday to remember our Lord and Savior's death, as well as on Sunday for Resurrection Sunday. But spring is also a time when we pause to not only remember those who have fallen, we do that on Memorial Day, but we also pause to make sure that those who are hitting the roads with their motorcycles have safe travels this year, the blessing of the bikes. It is also a time for prayer for our community. The National Day of Prayer, hosted by the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast of Greater Holland, Zealand, is coming up on May the 2nd at the Hearing of Holland Civic Center Place. One of the organizers is the Reverend Corey Plockmeyer, the Executive Director of Movement West Michigan. He is on the other end of our table this morning. Corey, good morning and welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you so much for having me here with you. Honored to be in studio with you.
Well, we honor him by what we say and hopefully what we do. If you have a question about what we'll talk about, which is the Mayor's Day of Prayer at the Hearing of Holland Civic Center Place, or about Movement West Michigan, Corey will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Let's begin at the beginning, Corey, and talk a little bit about this Day of Prayer coming up on May the 2nd, exactly what it is for, and a little bit of the nuts and bolts as to when and where.
Absolutely. And so I think one of the best ways to think about this day is actually in its title, right? National Day of Prayer, hosted by the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast of Greater Holland, Zealand. It's a bit of a mouthful. I think it's the longest event title that I have planned or been a part of the planning for. But it speaks to really two aspects of this day. The first half is the National Day of Prayer. May 2 is the day that has been is announced by the federal government as a National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer Task Force is dedicated to taking this nationwide opportunity to pray, but to really lift up our leaders, our communities, in the name of Jesus. And so National Day of Prayer, this is an opportunity to join with believers across the country to pray for our community. But the second half of that title is the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast of Greater Holland and Zealand. And I think it's important to note that the mayor's in that title is not that this belongs to the mayor, but it is really prayer for the mayor. And prayer for the mayor insofar as the mayor's office represents all of those in leadership in our community. So it's a time to pray for our elected officials, a time to pray for our public safety, to pray for our healthcare workers, to really pray for our community leaders across the sectors and across other things that might divide us. And so it is on May 2. The doors will open at 6:45 a.m. at the Holland Civic Center. The program will begin at 7 a.m. and breakfast is included. We're thankful to our premier sponsor, Request Foods, which allows us to host this wonderful event for only $15 per person. And registration, you can go to hollandprays, PRAYS.org. To register and to join us on that day.
We are instructed through one of the epistles by Peter to pray for our leaders. He mentioned and wrote that at a time when Christians were being persecuted under Nero. And so anything that you might have against the current administration, be it in Washington, in Lansing, or even on River Avenue, nothing compared to what was going on in the first century when Peter wrote his epistle and instructed believers to indeed pray for our leaders.
Absolutely. And I think that is part of, for me, why this day is so important. This is not a partisan event. This is not a political event. This is an opportunity to recognize that we want to lift up our community in prayer. that whether one agrees or disagrees with those who are in elected and unelected offices, that they need our prayer, they need our support, they need our encouragement. And so this is an opportunity to come together to say that God, we need to lift them up before God, and we need to seek the Lord's will for our community. We need to seek the Lord's blessing for our community. You know, I'm struck by Jeremiah 29, verse 7, where similarly, like the church being persecuted by Nero, in Jeremiah, this is the scattered exiles who are in Babylon, a very similarly oppressive regime. And God told the exiles through the prophet Jeremiah, pray for the city where you have been placed. Seek the shalom of the city. Seek the peace of the city and pray for it. For if it prospers, you too will prosper. And so this is an opportunity for us in that spirit of Jeremiah 29 to seek the peace and prosperity of our city, our state, our nation.
If you have a question about this day of prayer as well as Movement West Michigan, Corey Plockmeyer will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Corey, how many years has this been going on? It's a relatively new tradition, isn't it?
Yes. So the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast goes back to around 2016, 2017. But it really is actually rooted in a much longer tradition when there was a group that was interested in gathering to pray. It actually tied into the Michigan Prayer Breakfast, which tied into the National Prayer Breakfast. And there was some individuals who said, hey, we would love to lift up our community in prayer. And it was Daryl Bartlett at the time with Gateway Rescue Mission was one of those who was involved. And Daryl went through the history archives and found that at one point there was a Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, a Mayor's Prayer event early in Holland's history. And so similarly, it was, again, not sponsored by or hosted by the mayor's office, but it was an opportunity to lift up our community in prayer. And so, yes, back 7-8 years ago, we tapped into that history by naming the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. And then similarly tying into the national efforts of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. That was actually new last year, and it has been beautifully synergistic to bring these local efforts in alignment with national efforts.
And last year was a pretty good response, I understand.
It was. It was a beautiful event at the Civic Center. We have a time of worship together, times of prayer in breakout groups. We have a message that is delivered. Last year was powerful. The Civic Center, it was overwhelming. I will admit, I was not a part of the planning committee last year, and it was being at last year's event that made me go, you know what? I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of making this happen. And so this year, we're thrilled. We have Sylvia Williams from she is the Michigan director of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, as well as the director of She Leads Michigan, which celebrates women in influential leadership positions around the state. Sylvia Williams will be our keynote speaker. We once again have worship being led by the team from Family Church and Matt Seaver and his band, which we're thrilled to have them lead us in worship on that day. And so it will be a wonderful opportunity to just gather together. We hope to see the place packed. Last year, I think we had about 250. We would love to go more than that.
And it has to be a snowball type momentum. You really can't say, oh, we're going to have 3,000 people. You got to build, the snowball's got to keep on going downhill.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I should mention that because we do have food, we do need to have that registration deadline. So April 17 is the deadline. So please do register before April 17 because we need to make sure we can get our numbers into the Civic Center's catering staff. But April 17 is that deadline, but hollandprays.org. I'll let you in on a little secret. We also own hollandpraise.hallelujah.org just in case somebody gets it wrong. But hollandpraise.org to register.
616-395-1450 if you have a question right now for Corey Plockmeyer. 616-395-1450. Not surprised about the sponsor stepping up in this particular situation. Request Foods has had a history of very strong support for matters such as this.
Absolutely. And we are so grateful for Request Food support. We are very grateful for the support of other local businesses as well who have stepped up to provide funding. I don't have the list right in front of me, and I don't want to inadvertently miss any of them, but they will be honored and recognized on the program on the day of. But certainly we are so grateful to Request Foods for their support in making this happen. They have been instrumental in really helping us escalate this to last year's event that, you know, it was a real leap of faith to host at the Civic Center. There are costs involved when you buy food and you host it at that venue. And so it was a leap of faith. And we were so, so grateful for Request Foods to really allow us to make that happen.
Corey, let me touch upon a couple of things as well, since you are here today. Let's talk a little bit about the organization that you are the executive director of, Movement West Michigan. What exactly is that?
Well, thank you. That's a great question. So we are an organization who is a network of Christian leaders. We believe wholeheartedly that the Big C Church, the body of Christ, is bigger than any one organization, sector, or institution. We believe that the body of Christ is at its best when we work together and learn from each other. And ultimately, we believe that the community is at its best when that Big C Church is integrated into the fabric of the community. So we build networks and create tools and launch initiatives that really allow us to build that unity of the body of Christ so that we can work together. And so it's wonderful for me when I see this collaborative effort of the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast Planning Committee. This is a wonderful opportunity for me in my capacity with Movement West Michigan to join in with that. And I want to say I'm obviously honored to chat a little bit about Movement West Michigan, but this isn't an event owned by Movement West Michigan. It's a broader community effort that I'm so thrilled for the team that puts that together. But for me, it is just one good example of what can happen when we come together across our institutional lines to work for the unity of the body of Christ.
And there are a few things going on, and I don't want to divert a lot of attention away from the May 2nd event, but there are some other events involving Movement West Michigan. Might as well. You got the pulpit right now, sir.
Hey, absolutely. Well, we are so thrilled. One of the other things that I'm a part of actually this week is another unifying prayer opportunity. We are grateful for a community prayer room being hosted at the Joy 99 studio offices. Sorry to mention another radio station on air, but at the Joy 99 studio offices, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and tomorrow, and then Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is just an open invitation for folks to come and to pray together. There are gathered times where there is a local church, and that's being shared among different local churches over the course of the week at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. To just gather together with other believers. And so that's, I think, another good example where I did not lead that. I did not own that effort, but I have the privilege of being a part of it and supporting it.
There's a couple events coming up on April 18th. One is for our Spanish community and one for the English community over at Maple Avenue Ministries, and then another one also on that day over at Maranatha Christian Reformed Church.
Yes, and we are very excited about those. We host ongoing prayer gatherings on the third Thursday of the month. There's an early morning one for our Spanish-speaking community at that is hosted at the Western Theological Seminary Hispanic Ministries office. It's at 7 a.m., bright and early in the morning. I go and listen, but I'm so grateful to have that space for our Spanish-speaking individuals in our community to pray in their heart language. And then at 12:15 in the afternoon, we host a monthly prayer gathering on the third Thursday of each month at Maple Avenue Ministries. And then, yes, we are so grateful. We are excited to partner up with the Holland Deacons Conference, the Diaconal Ministries of Zeeland Classes of the CRC, and the Classes Holland of the Christian Reformed Church. We are excited to host an opportunity April 18 in the evening at Maranatha Christian Reformed Church to say, hey, what are some needs in the community and how can individuals get involved in making a difference? And how might churches be able to step into some of those most critical needs in our community? And so we are really grateful for that partnership and that opportunity to say, This faith that we have in Jesus Christ is something we should be actively living out and missionally engaged in. And here are some opportunities to do that.
616-395-1450. If you have a question for Corey Plockmeyer of Movement West Michigan, 616-395-1450. I apologize ahead of time if I am stepping on something that you were not directly a part of, but this is a news story that I do want to bring up, and I mentioned a little bit earlier in our program the fact that the Holland City Council has its work-study session tonight, and one of the topics will be an overview of a recently completed assessment of fair housing in the Holland Zeeland area. And the group that was retained to do a survey on this said it conducted over 20 phone interviews with executives and key staff of local and regional nonprofit, community-based, and social service organizations regarding the state of fair and affordable housing in the city. Was one of those calls directed at Movement West Michigan? I would think it might have been a good call.
that one we were not directly involved in. We are involved in many different community-wide conversations and community conversations around evaluating the need, and I'm grateful for that. I am so grateful there are wonderful partners in this community doing work to address the reality of housing situations. And I am so aware from talking to our church partners, our nonprofit friends, the reality of the housing need in Holland is huge. And so I'm so grateful for the opportunity for the city to think together about that and how we can address those needs together. Movement West Michigan, just this morning, we had another community partner reach out to us to say, you know, hey, I have this family that I'm supporting and I have no idea where to send them. It was the wife of a pastor who is also a teacher. And she said, I don't know where to send this family for help. And we said, okay, well, here are some wonderful local organizations, Good Samaritan Ministries, Community Action House, Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity. Of course, I'm leaving far too many out, but those are three that we are so, so grateful for. And you know, we know that there are a lot of churches that are also thinking about how to do this well. And so it continues to be one of the most pressing needs and most pressing challenges in our community. But we're so thrilled for the work that is being done. But it is certainly, I will say, we will take time to pray for needs in our community on May 2nd. And that will certainly include those who are currently facing housing instability.
Good morning. You're on the line with the Reverend Plockmeyer.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you, well, first of all, thank God for this opportunity for you guys to do this, that as a community, because I truly feel that this is needed, because it seems like this, everything wants to divide us and stuff, so I'm so grateful for that.
Yes, absolutely.
And my question was, now with this event, will it be bilingual? Will it be...
Yes. Thank you so much for asking that question, because it absolutely will be. So the worship will be, we will have elements led both in Spanish and in English. The time of prayer will be led in Spanish and in English. Our speaker will be in English, but we are making sure to incorporate Spanish-speaking elements throughout the morning. And so, yes, we are very, very grateful for the strong faith of our Latino community and our wonderful Spanish-speaking congregations. And so, yes, we very much are doing our best to make as much of the morning bilingual as we can.
Yes, because I think most of us have noticed the Hispanic community growing, so much in our area, and I think all over, really. But here we're seeing a lot of families come in, Spanish speaking. So, but my other question was too. Are you involved at all with April Faith Month? Because I know our mayor declared April as Faith Month.
My friend Anne is the chair of the April Faith Month Committee. She is also a part of planning this particular event on May 2. And we do see that opportunity to celebrate the faith that our community has and the foundation of faith as an important thing. And we're grateful for that. And for we see May 2 and this National Day of Prayer hosted by the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast of Greater Holland and Zeeland as in many ways a continuation of a a cap upon the efforts of April Faith Month. And so, yes, my friend Ann is a part of that. I personally am not a part of the planning team for that, but we have ties between April Faith Month and this committee as well.
Well, we're excited for this year what the Lord's going to do, you know, in our community. And so thank you again for doing this event.
Yes. Thank you.
Where do we register again? You said it.
Yes. So you can register by visiting HollandPraise.org. HollandPraise.org. And you can register on that website for $15 per ticket.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much for the call. 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. One other question I want to bring up as a man of faith as you are. Story that I saw on our wires, and CBS has touched upon a little bit as well. Most religious groups in the U.S. are attending religious services less, according to recent data from Gallup, which found that 3 in 10 adults said they attend religious services every week. 31% said they never attend. And according to the report, about 42% of adults attended religious services weekly or nearly every week 2 decades ago.
It is a real trend. And the trend, and one other trend that I will point out, is that there has been research that shows that even about 5 to 10 years ago, those who considered themselves regular church attenders, they considered themselves regular if they on average attended 2.8 services per month. And research that shows now those who consider themselves regular church attenders only go to church once a month. And so we actually have a twin engine here. In general, the public is not going to church as much, not as much the public is going to church. And those who do go to church are going to church less often. It is a very real trend. It's a very real situation that just about every pastor I speak to is well aware of. I think it's part of a much broader societal trend of what we might call the great withdrawal. It seems that people just are engaging socially far less than they were, and that includes church. But I will tell you, one of the beautiful things that I have the privilege of seeing is I connect to a lot of pastors from a wide variety of churches, from a wide variety of traditions. And locally, what I would say is that what we are seeing is a pretty strong split. Churches are either thriving or they are struggling. 5 years ago, there was a pretty good chunk that I would say were stagnating. They were just sort of staying level. But right now, there are churches that are struggling. They are not seeing people coming. They are having a hard time. That is a reality. But I have also seen a lot of churches, including some that 5 years ago were stagnant, that are now growing. And we are seeing fresh energy, new arrivals. And it's not sheep stealing. It's not people going from one church to another. It is new people new to town, it's young families, it's new believers, it's new baptisms. And so I do truly believe that data on the nationwide level, while it is certainly true and concerning, I am so grateful to see sparks of just the movement of the Holy Spirit locally that I want to celebrate.
The National Day of Prayer, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast of Greater Holland, Zealand, is on May 2nd. Doors open at 6:45 a.m., with the program beginning at 7 and it concludes by 9. Please register at hollandpraise.org, HollandPraise.org. And for more information about Movement West Michigan, that's Corey Plockmeyer's group, movementwestmi.org. Corey Plockmeyer, thank you very much, and we wish everyone well. Hopefully a good service on the 2nd of May.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gary.
That's Corey Plockmeyer on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. CBS News with Steve Kathan, followed by WHTC News, Birthdays, News Off the Beaten Path, and Susie Buzo's Evergreen Commons Report in the next half hour.